We get lots of warnings in these hot days of the year to stay hydrated. Keep pouring water into our bodies. It's even more critical when we're getting some exercise, like taking a hike. The main hiking ground of the West Coast, the Pacific Crest Trail, runs right through our region. Word to the wise, bring water even if you're taking a short hike. Several large stretches of the PCT are dry. No water to replenish supplies. That's always the case. Let's find out if the story is even more pronounced in this drought year. Ian Nelson is the Big Bend Regional Representative for PCTA, the Pacific Crest Trail Association, here in the studio with me. Welcome, Ian. Good to have you here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a bit about the PCTA and what you guys do.
Sure. So the Pacific Crest Trail Association is the major private partner in managing the PCT. As a national scenic trail, the Pacific Crest Trail is generally administered by the U.S. Forest Service, and we work closely with our national forests as well as Bureau of Land Management lands here in Southern Oregon as well as Southern California, seven national parks that we work with as well as five California state parks. But again, at PCTA, we're as the private not-for-profit partner, we're the primary advocacy group for the trail. We foster and train volunteers. The great majority of the maintenance on the trails is volunteer. And just essentially get involved in anything and everything that might have an impact on the trail, from whether it be timber projects, highway projects, and a number of things, just to ensure that the trail is properly protected.
So as a regional rep, does that mean you're responsible for a specific stretch of the trail?
Exactly. So PCTA's main office is in Sacramento, California. We have a highly skilled and talented professional staff there. And then we have five field offices, regional offices. I'm one of those. In my case, I'm Northern California, Southern Oregon. So I have the PCT from Bernie Falls State Park in Northern California on up through Crater Lake and the Mount Thielson Wilderness to Wendigo Pass. It's about 150 miles of the trail here in Oregon and about 300 miles of trail in California.
Is this a paid job or volunteer job?
No, this is my full-time year-round job. And at PCTA, we're just a little shy of 20 full-time staff. As I said, most of which are based in Sacramento. And then we have a number of field staff. But this is my 11th field season. I've been with PCTA since January of 2005.
So do you have to physically get out there frequently and check out conditions and check out problem reports, stuff like that?
Yeah, I get out quite a bit, particularly this time of year. I'm on the run quite a bit. But, I get out and check in with our volunteer crews. I check in with our core crews. Our major core crew partner right now is the American Conservation Experience, and they just wrapped up a hitch of work on the Grider Creek drainage, one of the fire-affected sections from last year, and they'll be working in my region for the next couple months. And then just a number of land protection and trail protection issues that come up. I get out on the ground as much as I can to see those on the ground and work with our agency partners and our volunteers to, again, ensure the trail is protected and taken care of.
So our primary interest in having you here today was to talk about the situation with water, and it seems like even in the best of years, there are long stretches of the trail where people cannot find water.
I mean, sure. No, certainly. The PCT is one of the nation's premier long-distance trails, but it does go through some pretty dry stretches. Obviously, Southern California, through the deserts of Southern California, some of the driest stretches. But we've identified the four longest dry stretches, basically stretches of 25 miles or more between water sources. Two of those are in Southern California, but the other two are up this way. One is along the Hat Creek Rim, just north of Lassen Volcanic National Park. And the other one, ironically enough, is starts in Crater Lake National Park, the last water source you get to there, up to Thielson Creek on the west side of Mount Thielson. And it's about, it's well over 20 miles. So, yeah, there's on any year, regardless of drought situation, there's pretty long dry stretches.
Hat Creek Rim, I was just reading about that. It's also called Cache 22 in the colloquial from some hikers.
Well, there is a water cache out there known as Cache 22 because of its proximity to the Road 22, one of the Forest Service roads out that way. It's a phenomenal stretch of trail. It does get pretty hot later in the summer, but I've been out there in early June when all the wildflowers are coming up, and you've got Lassen Peak to your south and Mount Shasta off to the west, and it's a pretty incredible stretch of trail. But yeah, it's just it's one of the many stretches that particularly the long distance hikers and any hiker for that matter, but really need to be to plan ahead and prepare. You know, the first tenet of Leave No Trace is to plan ahead and prepare. And that's crucially important when it comes to water. You know, we really encourage hikers to have at least a gallon of capacity, if not 6 liters. You know, that might not necessarily mean you're carrying that much at all times, but to at least have the capacity to carry that much water, so that if you come to a water source and you know that it's going to be a while before you get to your next water source, that you're able to really tank up on your water so that you're not going to get yourself caught short.
Water on the Pacific Crest Trail, our topic on the Jefferson Exchange with Ian Nelson, Big Bend Regional Representative for the Pacific Crest Trail Association, PCTA. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you're talking about carrying a gallon or 6 liters of capacity. How much water should you start with in any given hike?
Oh, I mean, for me, this time of year, I don't ever walk away from a water source with any less than 3 liters.
Three liters, okay.
Yeah, it really depends on, you know, again, the plan ahead and prepare tenant, to really think ahead about when your next water source is going to be coming up. And, you know, the challenge is water sources can be somewhat fickle. I mean, you know, our major river systems and creeks, most of them are not going to be drying up, but because the crest or the PCT is on the crest at the height of the land, you know, a lot of our water sources are springs, and some beautiful springs at that. And many of those are going to flow throughout the season, but some will get, you know, less and less as the summer gets on into the fall. And it's just, you're never exactly sure if it's going to be flowing or not. But again, it's just to, you know, I'd rather get caught carrying a little too much water than suddenly find myself in a situation where I don't have enough water.
Do the experienced hikers like you bring stuff along to treat the water?
Yeah, there's a few different ways you can go about treating water. Everything from the simple iodine tablets and droplets and such, you know, to water filters. And most, you know, most folks carry some sort of water treatment, to have with them for water sources.
So this year in particular, since on the California side of the line, it's been especially pronounced that there was no snowpack and below average precipitation. North of the state line, the precipitation levels appear to be close to normal, just not in snowpack. What's that going to do? I mean, are there potentially longer stretches of the trail then that could be dry?
It's possible, but you know, it's hard to really say without being out there and seeing every foot of it on the ground. You know, I'm fortunate that I do see a lot of the trail during the season, but you know, I'm not out there checking every water source personally. There is a crowdsource website, pctwater.com, that you know has some information about water sources. You know, you'll find that within the long distance hiking community, you know, most of those folks are carrying some sort of smart device that they can update their perhaps personal social media pages. Every class of thru hikers has a Facebook page, and so, you know, there's a lot of kind of information sharing that happens kind of through that hiker grapevine. But yeah, it's possible that some of the water sources that have been typically reliable on a quote unquote normal year may not be so reliable on a especially dry year as we have this year.
Grab your headphones. We have a call for you. Let's go to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking water on the PCT with Ian Nelson of the PCTA. Hi, Steve.
Buddy, two questions. First, how long have you been keeping these records, or do you keep these records? And if so, if you've got a pile of data, do you pass this on to, like, say, climatologists, like our previous guests, so they can put that into their equations?
Okay, interesting question. Thanks for that, Steve.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Steve. We don't have an exact record-keeping format, I guess you could say. I mean, again, most of it is user created and just what folks anecdotally share up and down the trail. But you know, we're at PCTA, we're not quite to the level of citizen science yet. Our sister trail, the Appalachian Trail back east, has certainly gotten to the point where there's a lot of citizen science going on up and down the Appalachian Trail corridor. But at the PCT, we're not quite there yet. But it's certainly something that we could think about for the future.
Thanks for the question, Steve. Other questions are welcome for Ian Nelson from the Pacific Crest Trail Association at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So back to water on the PCT. It sounds like it's a fairly common thing that people are going to collect at the end of the day around water sources.
Yes, and you know that presents management challenges in itself because the pressure on the resource, both the water itself, but also the area right around the water for camping and congregation. And so, you know, we've really strived to, with the potential for increased use on the PCT these last couple years, to try to get some word out via our blog at our PCTA website and some other social media outlets. For folks to think about, you know, creative ways to stay hydrated and get to what can be some pretty fantastic camps. Recently, one of my colleagues wrote up a blog post about dry camping.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's something that personally I've done for years, but, you know, it's not always – it's sort of often thought within the community that, oh, I have to get to a water source and that's where I need to camp. But, you know, again, part of that plan ahead prepare, if, you know, you get yourself to a water source – You know, tank up both physically in your body, but also with your capacity, and then perhaps walk another mile or two and find yourself a spectacular campsite on a ridgetop where nobody else is going to be around, and have your water for the night into the next morning can be a pretty neat option.
You know, there's a pretty rich website there for the PCTA, and in addition to seeing the piece about dry camping, I noticed the piece about water caches, which appear to be an increasing issue along the PCT.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been, you know, a very passionate and dedicated group of folks out there that have been caching water in various places, you know, again, mostly in Southern California due to the desert ecosystems down there. But there are some other areas. I mean, Cache 22 you mentioned on the Hat Creek Rim has been a cache for years. The concern is that, you know, hikers really should not rely on those water caches because it's, you know, something might have come up with the individual that generally caches water there. And if a hiker gets to that cache and there isn't water, it could present some pretty significant problems. You know, and with that, we've really tried to encourage folks, if they want to sort of contribute to the trail community in that way and be part of the community in that way, to, you know, to sort of, they can set up attended caches. In other words, they can set up a, you know, perhaps an area where they'll spend the day and greet hikers and share, you know, food and refreshments perhaps, but be there with it.
You know, so when you leave, it leaves?
Exactly. When you leave, it leaves. Because oftentimes those water caches kind of become magnets for trash, and sometimes, you know, that draws wildlife and it kind of brings in other issues that might not be the ideal scenario.
Are they a fairly recent phenomenon, the water caches? Because
No, they've been around for quite a long time. And, you know, there are some of those long, especially long stretches that I mentioned. You know, we've identified four that are 25 miles or more. You know, we're working with our agency partners to come up with potential scenarios that will provide water in those stretches. As an example, up at Crater Lake National Park, there's now a bear locker at the where the trail crosses the north entrance road, which gives a safe and secure place to cache water, but that's not a long-term solution. And so, you know, we're hoping that there and on those other couple of particularly long stretches that we can come up with some long-term solutions for the future. But in the immediacy, again, it goes back to just, you know, using common sense and really planning ahead and preparing to rely on those existing natural water sources and not necessarily rely on the water caches.
Is there something of an old school, new school kind of split here where the folks like yourself who've got lots of experience are a little more hard bitten about carry your own dang water and don't go expect somebody else to provide it for you?
I don't know if it's quite that simple, but you know, probably to some degree there could be a little bit of that. But no, again, it's just, you know, the folks on the PCT, whether you're out for a day hike or you're out for weeks or months at a time, you know, just really need to be self-reliant and just not depend on a water cache that may or may not be there.
Jay in Walterville, the master of the short email, wants to know if there's a general water map.
Not exactly. There's the PCTwater.com is one website, and then there are some apps out there that one of the most popular is a gentleman who goes by Half Mile, and he developed some pretty very user-friendly maps for hiking the trail, and it does identify some of the water sources that, you know, again, they're not ground-truthed, but they are, you know, kind of on the map as far as where there potentially may be water.
Okay, I'm looking at PCTwater.com right here, Pacifica Trest Trail Water Report, so that's got some stuff on it, it looks like, for sure. Just in general terms about trail usage, I mean, there was the expectation that once Reese Witherspoon appeared as Cheryl Strayed in mm-hmm. Wild, that there'd be a stampede toward the PCT. Has that happened?
I don't know if I'd classify it as a stampede, but there are we are seeing increased use this year, and you know I think on many levels that can be a really good thing. I'm a firm believer in that, you know, people aren't going to want to protect something unless they know a little bit about it. And so, you know, if folks get out on the PCT for the first time and experience it for a few hours or a couple days as a result of reading Cheryl's book or seeing the movie, then that's great. But the bottom line is that people just, you know, I'm going to go back to the plan ahead and prepare, but just really need to be prepared for getting out and being in the woods and all the things that comes along with that.
Okay, and remember that we're talking to somebody who does this a lot, and he's talking about 3 liters of water with him at all times. Ian Nelson is the Big Bend Regional Representative for PCTA, the Pacific Crest Trail Association. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Appreciate it.